And on those cells, they got that nest made. I don't have them much around the house, but under the house, underneath the house, it's just full.
Okay. And then the things that hop around the garden?
That's a grasshopper. Yeah. Now that'll eat your vegetables. A grasshopper will.
When you hadn't, say, cleaned up in a room for a while, you look up there and there's a what?
Spider web.
But your house is free of them, Sarah.
They're free of them because I watch it.
Your house is very clean, very pretty house.
Thank you. That's another thing they had a fit about me doing. Two years ago, I started from the back porch and I washed all that down and painted every bit of this house inside, every speck of it. They asked me, "You climb on a ladder?" I said, "Yes, I climb on a ladder, and I still climb on a ladder. As long as I feel like doing it, I'm going to do it." And they all, they raised their hand because I did that. I said, "Well, I got one time to die. And when that time comes, it'll be it." I don't go ahead at it like I'm going to go ahead and run and do it, you know, and jump here and jump there and all like that. I take my time and I'm careful. Just like mowing my yard and all that, cleaning my yard and all that. I do all that.
What sort of trees do you have here?
In my yard, only pecan trees. I do have some wisteria. No, I got rid of the wisteria vines. I have some mimosa tree, one in the back there. I wished I had never planted. But I have only pecan trees in my yard. So.
What about that one out there?
Over there?
Yeah.
I don't know whether they have pecans this year or not. I can't see.
What about that tree right there? That's not a pecan.
Oh, I'm sorry I planted those there. That's a
pine
tree. They done chopped on this and here so much until it looks like I don't know what. I wish they'd cut all the limbs down and just leave the, you know, the body part up there. Like, I think it's pretty. Every year they come and chop on them, you know. We give them permission to put their line through you, and you can't keep them from cutting the limbs. You'd have to let them cut the limbs. So I don't see anything. But I wish I had never planted them.
Did you have that, you remember that kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible when he wanted to see Jesus? What was that? Did you have that one?
I don't believe.
Or a kind of white tree with a white scaly bark, white limbs.
Is that a sycamore?
Yeah.
We used to have them on our place down there, and we swore we'd never plant another one around our house. Those leaves were terrible in the winter. They'd fall all over the ground. You had to get them all, rake them all up and burn them. We had them all in the front of our house down the road. But we didn't dare plant any up here. We had a cottonwood tree right here when we moved here, when we cut it down. Big old cottonwood tree.
Yeah. Okay. Now, any bushes that you had around here? You have sumac? Shoemaker?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that?
A shoemaker.
Shoemaker. Is it kind of a bush, turn red real early in the fall?
My daughter-in-law had that over there.
Okay.
What they call that?
What about the thing that would break you out? You know, the stuff, the vine that would make your arm?
It never did do me that. It did people around here, though, but it never did. That's poison or ivy, you call that. Poison ivy.